Most exciting time of the year. Get to see you all every day. Get to be around my teammates every day. We're excited about this upcoming season. We're excited to be in Mankato.
I can't say that I'm ever ready for a training camp. Until I actually pull it to Mankato and then get that sense, you know, that, hey, it's here. And, you know, turning back.
What's going on, everybody?
We're excited to get back to work. We got a lot of work to do. Hopefully we can come together as a football team and accomplish some things that we want to get done.
And look who's joining us. It's Cordero Patterson just rolling in. Welcome to Mankato.
What's up, man? Thanks for having me here, man.
Feels good. I'm just excited to be able to be healthy and participate. So I'm just looking forward to getting out there, put some pads on again, and getting back to it.
Towards the end of it, you kind of get that little itch and want to get back on the football field. So perfect timing.
What do you think the identity of the Vikings offense? Is that your fan club?
Nah, that's Tony Hodge right here. All so, right. You know, who you wildin'?
What's up? Hey! How much do you love football, coach?
I love my players.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Good, man.
Good. You ready to roll?
Yes, sir. You know.
Good. I give you a hug, but there's not people.
Thank you.
Hometown hero. Yeah. Back in town.
Anybody shocked it's Adam
who's
mic'd up for
the Mankato? No. They're good with the punt team, huh?
Yeah, they're like, let's go, punt team.
Let's go, punt team, you hear it?
There's a lot of clouds up.
Yeah. Lots of cloud cover. Take advantage of that cloud cover. It's going to be hot. I'm jacked up today.
Hey, guys, it started right here. All right. Hey, man, let's have a hell of a day today. Everything's done right here. Everything's done fast. It's on you three. Let's go.
All right, let's go. Hey, work hard. Let's get better today. Who's on me? Who's on three? One, two, three. Woo!
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
I'm going to get you a little cameo in a little bit here.
X is on the left, C's on the right.
Bang, 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 bang. Oh, yeah, I'm mic'd up, just so you know, so I can see how badly you guys treat me. Hey, Sean, you want to go on?
There you go. That's it. Good rep.
I want us to be a tough football team. I want us to be a smart football team.
Coach Day, whether it's a 10-year vet or you're a rookie coming in here, our biggest thing is get in position. You're going to compete.
I'm going to clear this up. He is the best running back in the league. So, you know, he's just going to make life easier for what Norv wants to do in pushing the football down the field.
You know, one of the best players I've ever been around, and certainly one of the best running backs. Number one thing he brings is production.
Everything for Teddy Bridgewater is here. The offensive line is set. You got your bookends. I'm looking forward to watching this team.
Being here, you sense the enthusiasm. It's all about football, which is what you want. You kind of see the excitement and the energy level here, which I've not seen here, I'll be honest with you, many, many years in. It all starts with the head coach, Mike Zimmer, who brings such a presence here at practice.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we've had high expectations, I think, you know, drummed up over, you know, throughout whether it's the media or just with our organization, and a lot of people are excited about our team, and obviously we're young and have a lot of unanswered questions, but it's nice to be sitting in a situation where everybody is excited about our team, excited about the direction of the organization, and looking forward to the season. And
you know, I think we're all pretty grounded guys, hardworking guys. Can't win the Super Bowl today. You know, can't make the playoffs today. Can't, you know, win the division today. So you just get better each day at a time. And I know that's a boring answer, but that's just the truth.
You can't predict the future, but we have high expectations around here that we're not afraid of. So team finishing 7-9 last year, that wasn't good enough. And if we play that way this year, it definitely won't be good enough. So you know, we just have to continue to just take one day at a time. We can't look too far ahead down the road and, you know, just try to perfect each day.